rest of a platter. Yeah, boy.
Oh.
Raise your glasses out there, after this, baby boomers.
Lattimore. Woo! That's right. Let's straighten it out.
Now we're talking.
Hey.
Been such a long, long time. Look like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just a thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby. I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Heaven knows I've tried. Baby, when I say that I'm glad we're through, deep in my heart I know I've lied. I've lied. I've lied. Such a long, long time. Looks like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world.
Promise. Lattimore. Come on, let's get down to business. All right. Trying to talk to you. Need to know what's going on. What's wrong?
Everybody's gotta straighten out something sometime. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. I don't care if you're married, single, divorced, engaged, or shacking. You gotta straighten out something every now and then. But I want you to think about all the times that you've heard somebody say, let's straighten it out. Think about it. And I guarantee you that most of the time, it was a man who said that. Now the reason why I say that is, well, let's face it, most of the time it's a man who makes it crooked in the first place. Ah, oh, we don't mean no harm, that's just the way we are. Sometimes we do have a tendency to sort of take you for granted, don't we? Always acting like we don't understand some things. But I believe a woman feels things deeper than a man. I don't care what nobody says. I believe a woman loves stronger than a man. Cause you see, sometimes we just don't seem to understand. I know, because you see, I'm speaking from experience. Cause I came home one day and my woman was just going all around the house, not having very much to say. And I was kind of puzzled. I didn't know what to do. So I looked her straight in the eye and I said, sit yourself down, girl, and talk to me. And tell me what's on your mind. Don't you keep on telling me everything's okay. Cause if it wasn't, you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately, baby. Sitting around pouting all day long. Now how the hell you expect me to understand when I don't even know what's wrong? Let's straighten it out, baby. Let's straighten it out, honey. Let's straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. For the last 9 nights, honey, when we went to bed, all I could tell something was right. When you turn your back to me and you covered your head, or you didn't even say goodnight. If you're tired and you don't want to be bothered, baby, just say the word and I'll leave you alone. Instead of let's straighten it out, baby.
Baby,
I said straighten it out, honey. Let's straighten it out. I wanna straighten it out. Let's straighten it out. Baby, baby, baby,
let's straighten it out.
Mm.
Holly, 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 I wanna straighten it out. All night long, baby,
let's straighten it out.
Now how the hell you expect me to understand?
That's right. Can't do it. Yeah. And if we can't straighten it out, then baby, you're going to have to get your money where you spend your time. This is Bobby Blue Bland. This is Monday Night Madness. This is how we do it. This is how we... Oh. Come on now.
You go where you wanna go, and you stay as long as you please. You give your best love to John Henry, then you bring the scraps home to me. Now if that's the way you wanna do it, I've got to draw the line. So for now, you just get your money. where you spend your time.
Where you spend your time. Come on.
I worked too hard for these pennies to be treated like a fool. And the two-time game you trying to run on me is something I just can't use. There's too many good women out there could use a love like mine. So from now on, you just get your money where you spend your time.
Wow.
I'm not gonna let you worry me no more. Gonna try to catch you.
This is real good, man.
And I hope you understand. I'm gonna find me another woman, and you can go on out there with your man. I'm tired of being mistreated by you. Well, I made up my mind. From now on, you just get your money while you spend your time. While you spend your time, baby. Now, I don't know about you right now, baby. I don't know where you're gonna spend your time. It's one thing I know, baby. Bobby, she'll know where I'm gonna spend mine. I'm tired,
oh.
Lord. Oh, I'm so tired. Get your money.
Get your money.
While you spend your time.
It makes sense to me.
Get your money.
You get your money. Have you noticed the horns in that follow the background vocal arrangement?
You know, we were talking about this earlier. You can listen to music like that, and that is not a happy story, right? But for some reason, you can dance to it, says, okay. And those things, you know, tend to put in the past, right? Get your money where you spend your time. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I've got another one coming up for you that kind of tells you the same thing. And that was Big Train. Was that Mel Waiters? Who did that one, Big Train? Or Tucker? Did Tucker do Big Train? I think so. Anyway,
okay.
This one came off of your list again, Professor. Get your money where you spend your time.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
yes,
stories, yes. Man, this is what we're talking about. This is what we do, because on Monday Night Madness, we kind of break down the life, the legacy, the history, or the influences, who influenced them, right? And also collaborations. We didn't mention that before. That musical world, it may seem vast to us, but it's really that it's a small circle of people, and they know a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the genre that you are, because it makes sense.
Right.
You guys end up touring together, end up in a place together, or you know, I might like your music, you might like mine, we collaborate, so on and so forth. So right. It's a tight-knit family.
It really is, yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Bobby Blue Bland. Oh, Kim Rogers. Hey, Longview, Texas. Oh, she just tuned in. She's also another one of our faithful listeners.
Uh-huh.
All the time, every time. But you know who's coming up real fast in the ranks?
That's who?
It's Jackie.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. On a week or so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she's moving up. And you know, 7-Up is always there.
All
no
right.
Question about that. Beverly Haynes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Mike is doing a gig today. So, but anyway, I want to talk a little bit about a couple of shows that we do. One prior, meaning on like yesterday on Sundays, and one on Thursday nights. And the one on Sunday nights, and that, and you know her very, very well, that is the lovely Jasmine Vegas and Sunday Night Gold. And these are three music shows that I'm absolutely in love with. Number one, it expands my musical horizon, and also not only in the music that I get to hear, but the knowledge behind that. And to me, that makes this a whole lot of fun. That's why we do what we do on Monday nights. Because on Sunday nights, jazz, she will come up with a theme. It was mm-hmm. something that inspired her, throughout the week, or it could be that day. It could be like Father's Day, okay, that's easy. Mother's Day, that's easy, right? Because you can always, pick something off of that. But it is so unique to how she come up with her list of music.
Right.
And then we mm-hmm. talk about it a little bit, not to the extent that we do on Monday nights. Mm-hmm. So moving on Thursdays, then we have Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I love that show because, we play different genres of music.
Yes.
It could be anything from country to gospel to classical. It could be anything during the same broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
absolutely fabulous, right? Okay. We talk a little bit about that, the background, things like that, but still not to the extent that we do on Monday Night Madness.
Right.
And I started before to say that Monday Night Madness is a thing, folks. It is. We talk about musicology. We have fun. We laugh. We play great music, great genres of music,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of content, meaning historical in nature, most of it, or a lot
yes.
of it, mm-hmm. up to current, right?
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
That's why I think it should be a curriculum, folks, because if you love music and you want to know a little bit more about music, the background, the life, the legacy, and so forth and so on.
Yes.
Please share this with a friend. So obviously you like it because you listen, right? So share with somebody. Don't keep it a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Professor?
Right.
Oh, that one right there gets your money where
you
spend
your
time. You know, it's, like I said, these ladies and gentlemen, they are storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can believe, and it has a believability factor in it that you believe the stories because you hear about it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's doing it. Okay. Shirley Brown.
Oh, right.
Ain't nothing like the loving.
Yeah, this is no joke.
We got. Oh, you better ask somebody. Let me tell you right now. It's the buzz.
Talk to me. Of us as just friends. Everybody tells me that I've got to be strong. I wish they would tell me how to stop holding on. I try to make believe that I'm doing so well, so they won't know inside that I'm going. I know it's time to let go. I can't stop thinking about you. It just ain't the same without you. After all that we've been through, I must be out of my mind. I'm still crazy for you. Yes, I am, honey. It won't be easy trying to get myself through this pain. It's more than my heart can take. And though I know it, I'm trying hard not to show it. Love's a hard habit to break. Maybe I should go out and find someone new. Everything around me reminds me of you. It's hard to get used to you not being around. I pray to God that I won't see you, 'cause I know I'll break down. 'Cause I'm
still crazy.
It's just so hard for my heart to let go. Stop thinking about you. It just ain't the same without you. What am I gonna do? You're out of my life, but I'm still crazy for you. Yes, I am, honey. Still crazy for you, babe. It
just ain't the same without you.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go out and find something.
Queen
new.
Emily, stop depressing. Stop depressing. I just want to know if our orders is in the groove. Guys, you got to let me know, okay? Because I don't want to be grooving all by myself along with the professor, right? But you know, I know that's not true because I know that I've gotten several compliments on this broadcast tonight. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know, excuse the vernacular, but I just wanted to know, is we jamming yet? I know some English teachers are cringing right now. William, it should be R. No, it is what
know it,
it. It is what I said it is.
I ain't saying it.
I know. Oh, I'm sitting right next to a professor too. You know I'm clowning.
I know.
That's why we're calling this Monday night. That's why we call it Monday Night Madness.
Yes, it is madness. Let me tell you.
It is mad, folks. Mm. Absolutely, absolutely. So anyway, Queen Emily, before that, Shirley Brown, and we had Lattimore. In case you guys are just listening in, let's see. Let's go down the lineup real quick. Did we start with ZZ Hill?
We started the show with ZZ Hill.
ZZ Hill. Okay, yeah. Then Mel Waiters got my whiskey. Denise LaSalle. Mm-hmm. Give me your most strongest whiskey.
And your finest bottle of wine.
I told you right now. Girl. Johnny Taylor, last $2. My jam right here. Members only. Mm-hmm. Bobby, Blue Bland, mm-hmm. and Darky Moore following that up, Misty Blue. Lattimore, straighten it out. Just, and ain't nothing like, oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Still crazy, Queen Emily. Mm-hmm. So you guys, my phone is dinging right now, so I guess you guys are listening. Oh, my goodness. Let's do this. Professor, any comment before I drop these next two?
Just beautiful music of the culture of African Americans in the American South.
And it's time, it's time to celebrate. Mm-hmm. It is truly a time to celebrate this beautiful genre of music. Now, before I go in, this last jam, Still Crazy.
Yes.
Queen Emma. See, that had a country vibe to it as well. Did you notice that?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, sure did. And of course it would, because that is one of the factors that make up this music. And Queen Emily, we're talking about Houston, Texas. So, I mean, come on.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
It should be. I want to see it on the charts now. I want to see it on the country charts too, as well as, you know, and this thing about it, Southern Soul.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how much you know, sometimes, and you go into these clubs here in RVA, and then, you know, there's a lot of Southern Soul going on there too. Just love the music. I don't think it's played enough by most stations, but that's all right. We're going to do what we do. Right?
We need to have a station of all Southern Soul, you know.
Ooh.
24/7, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Guess what? That might be possible under this network.
Oh, so a format change then?
No. Oh. It would be like a substation to the main station. No.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Are you serious? Okay, looks like there's probably some things going on in the works that maybe we'll know.
Do you see the wheels rolling here?
Okay. Maybe there's some things happening in the works that we will all know about at a later time.
Yeah, well, let's put it like this. We've always had the ability to do so.
To do so. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I was just looking at the right place. You just gave me an idea.
Oh.
On how can, because a lot of times we don't use what we have.
Uh-huh.
Acres of diamonds, some things that you're looking for right under your backyard.
I tell you.
That's right under your feet. Oh, let's get off the, let me get off of that box here and get back to some more music. Monday Night Madness, guys. Right. Love you guys. Love you. Come on, groove me.
Here we go.
Oh, suck it.
Okay. Come on.
Hey, Kim.
Let me tell you something, girl, I've been trying to say. Sweet and you
Grooving Kim.
Come on, come on.
I think there's a party going on. I think there's a serious party going on right here. Yeah. What you gonna do?
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down?
Yeah.
Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? You wanna get out? Oh, what you gonna do?
That's all I wanna know.
You wanna get out? Tell me.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it. Shout out, whatever. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Do you wanna get down? Or what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on and
get down on
if
it.
If you really want it.
All right, it was designed to get you up and move a little bit. We got some Little Milton coming up, Professor. Room 244.
Oh, room 244.
Are you ready for that?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's go to room 244.
Just did.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Got some Bobby Rush coming up.
Yes.
Paul Sims. Tyrone Davis. In the meantime, Little Milton.
I'm sorry, darling, that I'm a little bit late.
Just a little bit.
But you see, it wasn't easy for me this time. For me to just slip away. She wanted a little of my time. And that's why I had to stay. When you're out here stealing love like we are, that's the price you sometimes pay. So here's the key, you know the floor. It's the same old room we've used many times before. Put the do not disturb sign on the door. Let me hold you in my arms like I never, never held you.
Yeah. And you know, Professor, what I find in common here.
Yes.
And most of this music, it has that driving rhythm section with the bass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the guitar, you know, the bass guitar.
Well, that's our melanin.
Bass drum.
That's our melanin coming out. That's all. We're rhythmic people, man.
Oh, my goodness. It gets you moving, don't it?
Yeah, sure.
There's a reason for all of that.
There's a reason for it.
Okay.
All.
Hey, folks, this is Monday Night Madness. Hey, let us know how you're enjoying the show. You hanging out with me and
the Professor of Pop Culture. That's me.
That's him right there. Okay.
Hey.
And this is Musicology, in case you just tuned in. And what do we mean by that? We mean that musicology, it is the study, the science, and also the history of bringing back music, not only music, you know, past music, mm-hmm. but present. We also promote that too, mm-hmm. as well. But what I find intriguing is the fact that we give you the background, Professor, the life, the legacy.
Yes, we do.
Okay, the influence,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and we're talking about this particular genre of music, but you can practically apply that to any genre of music as far as storytelling is concerned. It just depends on who's telling the story and how well it's told.
Right.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And if you got the right rhythm, you got the right beat, you got the right harmonies, you got the right music there, you got a hit.
You said it, man. And not only the right of everything that you've listed, but how that can effectively.
Absolutely.
Connect and permeate with the masses. The masses make the hit, believe it or not. Not necessarily the musicians and the creative staff, which is difficult to believe because there's so much hit music out there that may not be of quality. So,
and there's so much great music out there that is not recognized it's not really promoted.
Correct. Yes.
And it depends on who's spending the dollars. Okay.
You got that.
That's
right.
A story for another time, because we're going to talk about Hoochie Man right now. I think this is on your playlist.
Yes, Bobby Rush, the one and only, who has, he's in his 80s and has a new album coming out soon.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
We love it.
Don't put that on, baby. You know, that dress is much too short for you. You going to put it on anyway? Well, when you put that on, baby, you look like a hoochie mama. You see my friend B.B. King, Tyrone Davis, Bob Blue Bland, Lil Milton, Johnny Taylor, and old Buddy Guy be winking at you. If you won't put that on, baby, if you want to be a hoochie mama, then I can be a hoochie man.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a girl I love so much.
I think it's funny.
But I think she thinks I'm out of touch. We've been together for such a long time. I think she got a younger man on her mind. She's getting up in age, trying to be young. Going out with the young crowd, having fun. Used to wear your dress down to your ankle. Now you wear them so short. Got to hoot your mama crazy. Say, mama, how do you got to put your shoes on your feet? If that's the way you want to play the game, girl, now here's the rule. If you could be a hoochie mama, I could be a hoochie man too. So I ain't gonna fuss, I ain't gonna raise no sand. If you want to be a hoochie mama, I could be a hoochie man. Oh yeah, I could be a hoochie man. I'm going downtown, y'all.
Oh.
Buy me a seal, sucker suit. $200 hat, $400 pair of boots. Going to the car lot, get me a long Cadillac. Everybody tell me that's what the young girl like. Gonna dye my hair so the girls can't see my gray. I got some money in my pocket and you know I'm willing to pay. Going to the jewelry store, buy me a diamond ring. And everybody will know that I'm the real hoochie man. If you wanna be a hoochie mama, then I can be a hoochie man. I can be a hoochie man. I be a hoochie man. I said I be a hoochie man. If you wanna be a hoochie mama, I tell y'all.
I have to apologize, folks. Oh my God, I thought this song was funny. I liked it, right? You kick my dog, kick your cat.
Well, it was funny, hey.
Okay, I'm out of control.
Okay.
Okay, but it's okay. Folks, this is Monday Night Madness, and you're hanging out with me, WP. And the Professor Pop Culture.
Professor Pop Culture.
That's him, Mr. Elroy Board III. Let's see. He is a professor, folks, actually, in theater and arts. Am I correct, sir?
You are absolutely correct. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Also, Jasmine Vegas. I don't know. Jazz didn't text me. Did she text you? Okay. But she is the co-host, brilliant co-host on Sunday Night Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday Night Gold is something that jumpstart your week.
It sure does.
Right. And then really we pick does. It up on Mondays and keep the thing going.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Give you a little energy and fuel until Thursday night when you have Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Folks, they're tons of fun. But not only that, listen to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Something's always going on here. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, interviews, and a whole lot more. Now, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
If you are anywhere in the world, you can Google Studio W dot Buzz,
mm-hmm.
and it'll pull it up. You can be in
All
Italy.
Right.
You can be in Ireland.
Yes.
You can be in Germany. It doesn't
mm-hmm.
matter.
Mm-hmm.
Costa Rica, Jamaica, Canada, Mexico.
Wow.
Anywhere, anytime, any place around the globe.
Okay.
And you can also download one of our two free apps. If you have Apple, simply go to your Apple App Store and download Studio
dot W.
Okay. Studio W is Android.
Oh.
From the Android Play Store.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Studio W.
Okay.
And then also you can listen to your home office or wherever and tell Alexa to play it for you if you have that device. So anyway, enough of that. We had to drop a commercial of our own.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do it.
Guys,
if you are enjoying the show, please let somebody know. Okay? And you can even go to the website and subscribe. Now, The best way to subscribe is to go to the archives, and that way you can listen to a previous broadcast, whether it's Monday Night Madness, whether it's the Boomerang Radio Show, Teens Talk Truth, the Sports Page, Monday Night Madness, Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries. He's getting out of breath here, folks.
No,
there's a lot.
It's not you.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. Okay. So I thought that might be my hint to go to
No, it, trust me, it's not, but go on.
Okay. Anyway, why don't we do this?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Call Center.
Oh. That D-A-double-D-Y.
Okay. Does that help a little bit?
Get ready. It's about
to go down live. It wasn't you.
Whatever it was.
Oh. A little bit. It does. Thank you.
For the living legend,
I like this jam, man.
So confused. One bring me up and the other one let me down. I need the two of them to keep my feet on solid ground. I'm sleeping in two beds. I gotta make it good to keep one step ahead. I'm trapped. I'm caught. Woman I ever kissed, the first woman I ever made love to,
yeah.
Whenever I need her, she's right there by my side, and most of all, she's been my guide. But late at night, when she get in that bed, she turned her back. And she cover her head. That outside woman, she spread her arms and opened her chums. She said, don't stop until you get enough. If you hold on tight, you can have all the good stuff. I'm trapped. I'm caught up. I'm so in love with the two. Jumping in out of bed is messing with my head. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
Hey, can we stop depressors just for a second?
What's that?
Can we stop depressors just for a second?
Stop it. What?
Did you listen to those lyrics there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and think about that. That is a true story for a lot of people.
Oh, of course, yes.
And it is, oh, my goodness. Folks, and we're talking about the hooks in these songs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness, who ties it all together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talking about two-way love affair, right? You know, and he doesn't know what to do. You know? And then it goes back, I'm trapped, okay. Then he goes on and talks about all the other things like that. Oh, my goodness. And, wow. So, I just wanted to add that because things like that, to me, if you can, like you said earlier, connect with an audience, or it doesn't even have to be people that are involved in something like that. People who aren't involved with that may look at a different, wow, I'm glad I'm not in that situation, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So the power of music, the power of words, the power of song, and then melodies are equally as important, because you can have a great song with a bad medley.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And it won't work with it.
And no, it will not.
But you take the right words. Because we've seen remakes of older generational songs or generations of songs, right? And they were remade, say, like in the 70s, 80s, or 60s, 70s, 80s, and with the covers were a lot better than the original.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going with that.
Yeah, that happens, yes.
That was Carl Sims, Trap. Got some Tyrone Davis. And this one by Denise LaSalle. Now, we're talking about songs that really break me up.
Well.
This is on your list, isn't it? Yeah, it's your list right here.
Okay, I don't know which one you're going to go to, but okay.
No, I'm going to Tyrone Davis first.
Yes.
And then I'm going to Denise LaSalle.
Okay.
Okay, your husband is cheating on us.
Oh!
Like that breaks me.
That's it, yes.
That breaks me completely up, okay?
Oh, it's such a nice song to listen to. Okay.
Oh, kiss you where I miss you.
I'm gonna kiss you where I miss you. I'm gonna squeeze you, girl. And
Professor's shaking his head at me. I'm just doing what I do.
Yeah. And leave you lying there all alone. The only thing I can think of.
Never mind. I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay.
It's coming back home.
Okay.
I can see you standing there. Yeah. And that pretty pink negligee.
Looking good.
I start to smile. I know right then it's gonna be a lovely day. Yeah. I wish I could be home 24 hours a day. We both know the bills have got to be paid. Now when I get home, there won't be much talking. I'm gonna let my tongue do the walking. I'm gonna kiss you where I miss you. You. I'm gonna kiss you where I miss you. I'm gonna hold you and console you. Well, oh, sometime when the ladies approach me, I notice that they soon turn away. All I do is talk about you, baby. They don't have much to say. No,
stop talking.
I got all the woman I need in you. I don't have to search no more. But keep on loving me like you're doing, baby. And I'll never, never, never get bored. No, I wish I could be home 24 hours a day. We both know the bills have got to be paid. Now when I get home, there won't be much talking. I'm gonna let my tongue do the walking. I'm gonna kiss you where I miss you. I'm gonna squeeze you, girl, and tease you. I'm gonna kiss you where I miss you.
console you and console you.
Kiss you where I miss you.
Might kiss you behind your ear.
Squeeze you, girl, and tease you.
I might bend over and kiss you right
kiss
here.
Kiss you where I miss you.
I'm gonna kiss you behind your neck.
Hold you and console you.
I might bend over and kiss you,
kiss you
right between your.
You.
I'm gonna kiss you where I miss you.
I think they need to put the kids to bed.
Kiss you here.
Well, it's
kiss
10 after
there.
10, so that works.
Kiss you everywhere.
But on the West Coast, it's only 7 after 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Put the kids to bed. Eddie.
Damn. Oh, fine, fine, fine.
Kiss you where I miss you.
Folks, a little disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.